One of the most common questions that I regularly get asked is, if I make this mistake, will that be a sin? And I gotta say that many brothers and sisters, especially the beginners and those whose language is not Arabic, may become afraid or even paranoid with their own recitations. So this lesson, especially at the beginning of this series, is meant to make a number of things clear to every Qur'an learner concerning tajweed and the Qur'an according to the scholars of Islam. First and foremost, tajweed is not a goal in itself. It is a means to reach the Qur'an and be able to recite it properly. So if you don't know the names of certain rules, but you can apply them properly, then this is more than enough. Learning tajweed in details and knowing the names of each and every single rule is fard kifaya, which means that it is not required to be done or learned by every single Muslim. So, focus on application rather than the names of rules. Second, the only time when making a mistake while reciting the Quran is a sin is when you deliberately make the mistake, or when you're fully able to learn and improve yourself, but out of laziness you still don't, and as a result, you make mistakes. So mistakes made without knowing or while trying to the best of your abilities should not be a problem, inshallah. But to understand this concept even better, we have to differentiate between lahn jali and lahn khafi. Lahn jali means a clear mistake, and lahn khafi means a hidden mistake. Let's have a look at the first type of mistakes so that we can avoid it. As for lahn jali, this type of mistakes involves mispronouncing a letter, a consonant, or a vowel, a long vowel or a short vowel. Some mistakes of this type can change the meaning of the ayah, and sometimes they don't. But both of them must always be avoided, and learning how to avoid them is fard, or mandatory. And you should try your hardest not to make any mistakes that belong to this category. Let's have a look at this example to understand what this means. The second ayah of Surah Al-Fatiha starts as Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Let's say you decided to say Alhamdulillah. Now, this mistake in itself, it doesn't change the meaning of the sentence. It is wrong, of course, because you are using a different vowel, but it doesn't change the meaning of the ayah. If you say, instead of Rabbil Alameen, you said Rabbul Alameen, it is still a major mistake that doesn't change the meaning of the ayah. However, if we go to this ayah and we read Siratal Ladheena An'amta Alayhim, let's say someone said Siratal Ladheena An'amtu Alayhim. Now, if someone said it like that, it would completely change the meaning of the ayah, and it would attribute the action to the speaker himself rather than Allah, and that, of course, is unacceptable. Or if someone said صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتِ عَلَيْهِمْ, again, this changes the meaning of the ayah, and that should not happen at all. According to the scholars of Islam, making such mistake in Surah Al-Fatiha while praying means that you'll have to do your prayer again. So you always have to remember to avoid this type of mistakes in particular, especially when you are in prayer. So how can I tell if the mistake that I made changed the meaning or it didn't change the meaning, if I can't speak Arabic? Well, in order to not to have to worry about whether your mistake has changed the meaning or not, you should always learn Surah Al-Fatiha and other surahs, of course, to the best of your abilities, so that you don't have to keep thinking about has this mistake changed the meaning or has it not changed the meaning. And on the other side, we have لحن خفي, which means a hidden mistake. And this type of mistake involves not applying a تجويد rule that is meant to perfect the recitation, like غنة, قلقلة, secondary med, and so on. So these mistakes generally don't change the meaning if they're made, but they make your recitation less perfect. Like in this example. أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. So here I ignored the med, ghunna, and other rules in this ayah, but still I pronounced every single letter correctly and every vowel was also pronounced correctly. So the meaning of the ayah is still intact. One more thing. We've just said that ignoring the tajweed rules or not following them properly is bad practice. Exaggerating the tajweed rules is also bad practice. And it is not the sunnah. So what does it mean to exaggerate the tajweed rules? Well, simply put, it means that you're pressing your articulators too much, that the sound you're producing is forced and it doesn't sound natural. Like when I say, الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم. So pressing too much on each and every sound doesn't sound natural and is not the point of learning tajweed rules. And finally, Allah says, وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ. And we have made the Qur'an easy for remembrance. And in order to make it easy for yourself, you have to focus on the application. You have to learn and apply to the best of your abilities. Avoid lahn jali in general, especially in Surat Al-Fatiha, especially in prayer. Avoid exaggeration and negligence, because both of them are equally reprehensible. Thanks for watching. I hope you've learned something new today. If you did, please like and share the video for other people to learn from it. And don't forget to subscribe to our channel if you want to see more videos like this. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you next time.